Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of October 2019. Supreme Court has observed that all the owners of 343 flats in four illegally constructed high-end buildings in Kochi that have been scheduled for demolition will get a uniform interim compensation of 25 lakh rupees. The order comes after a one-member panel, which is overseeing the compensation and demolition in the case, recommended payment of less than 25 lakh rupees for certain flat owners depending on the size of a flat, and court was told that some of the flat owners were given a lesser amount. Supreme Court has sought response of the Centre on a Public Interest Litigation seeking entry of Muslim women in all mosques of the country. The court issued notice to the Union Ministry of Law and Justice in Minority Affairs on the plea seeking entry of women in mosques. Delhi court has extended Rathul Puri's judicial custody until the 2nd of November in a money laundering case related to the Augusta Westland chopper scam. He was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 4th of September. The court extended his judicial custody after ED moved an application seeking an extension. Supreme Court has ruled that a criminal complaint made under Dowry Prohibition Act, 1961 and Section 498A of the Indian Penal Code, 1860 cannot continue if the parties have amicably settled the matter. The Apex Court noted that the High Court, despite the arrangement arrived at between the parties, declined to quash the proceedings. Supreme Court has observed that illegal structures cannot be permitted to be re-erected merely because there was procedural violation while demolishing it. The court further noted that blanket orders permitting re-erection will lead to unplanned and haphazard construction. Top court has awarded life sentence to Sharda Jain, a former Congress Municipal Corporation of Delhi councillor, and a co-accused for conspiring to abduct and kill her fellow party councillor Atmaram Gupta over 17 years ago. Jain, the then councillor from Keshavpura Municipal Ward in Northwest Delhi, was accused of hatching a conspiracy to murder Gupta, a senior councillor from Trinagar, as she did not like his intimacy with another party co-operator. Telangana High Court has directed the state government to constitute a committee of top officials to take effective steps to improve public health while taking exception to the official machinery's response to the spread of dengue and other fevers in different parts of the state. Karnataka High Court has quashed the meaning of the term persons in public life in two categories under the Karnataka Housing Board Allotment Regulations, 1967. The court observed that the definition of the term was very vague, as it allows the government to give away sites at its pleasure and according to its whims and fancies. Madras High Court is while quashing criminal proceedings instituted against 90-year-old Tamil writer namely K. Rajanarayanan for allegedly insulting the scheduled castes community, cautioned magistrates against mechanically ordering registration of first investigation reports in cases having direct and clear implications on free speech. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the New Delhi Municipal Corporation and the SHO Connaught Place Police Station in a public interest litigation challenging the public notice which led to the eviction of various street vendors from the Jama Masjid area. European Union General Court has ruled that the owner of the Rubik's Cube will not regain the European Union trademark rights to the classic puzzle's iconic shape. Rubik's Brand Limited lost the protection rights to the puzzle's shape in 2017, after the EU's top court had ruled that law prevents the firm from having a monopoly on technical solutions or functional characteristics of a product. Securities and Exchange Board of India has levied a total penalty of 62 lakh rupees on 7 entities for failing to make public announcement with regard to acquisition of Parichay Investments Limited shares. The entities have violated substantial acquisition of shares and takeovers norms. National Green Tribunal has refused a plea moved by the three civic bodies seeking direction to allow the use of Bhatti mines for dumping of garbage. The court observed that abandoned mines need to be closed and cannot be allowed to be used for dumping of any material. Delhi court has sent former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram to custodial interrogation by the Enforcement Directorate till the 30th of October in the INX Media Money Laundering case. The court allowed the ED to quiz Chidambaram and said that he be taken to AIIMS immediately in case of any medical complication.